An article in the December 2013 issue of the European Journal of Oral Sciences has some important information for us that we sometimes choose to ignore. This article is called Association Between Adolescents' Self-Perceived Oral Health and Self-Reported Experiences of Abuse. Orthodontists are frequently interacting with children and adolescents, and therefore are in a position to identify child abuse. Common findings related to abuse may include fractures, contusions, bruises, burns, untreated caries, and behavioral issues. The purpose of this population-based survey was to examine the relationship between reported exposure to various types of child abuse and self-perceived oral health. Over 7,000 Swedish students in Södermanland County were invited to participate. This was all grade 9 compulsory school and second-year high school students. Amazingly, nearly 6,000, or 82%, responded. Data was gathered from questionnaires completed by students in the classroom, focusing on socio-demographic variables, abuse, and self-perceived oral health. Responses were kept anonymous, but resources on counseling opportunities were given to all students because of the sensitive nature of the questions. Here's what they found that we need to know. Overall, 21% of students reported some history of child abuse, including physical abuse, intimate partner violence, forced sex, or bullying. Most respondents reported very good or good oral health, with only 3% of participants rating their oral health as poor or very poor. Students with an unemployed parent or separated parents were twice as likely to report poor oral health. Respondents reporting a history of child abuse were between 2 and 15 times more likely to report poor oral health, with weekly bullying showing the most significant effects on reported oral health. Half of the students who reported very poor oral health had a history of violence between adults in the family and reported being hit by a parent or caregiver. I think this article highlights a very important point. Child abuse happens more commonly than we expect, and we need to be alert for the signs. It's especially important to remember that it can be associated with poor perceived oral health, and these may be the patients who have poor oral hygiene and poor compliance. Instead of becoming overly focused on the bite and the plaque on the teeth, also remember that there may be underlying problems that cause this type of behavior in children and adolescents. See the December 2013 issue of the European Journal of Oral Sciences for more information.